This is the Midday Market Report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Over the weekend, there were attacks by the U.S. on Houthi positions in Yemen. Markets appear largely unfazed by this news, but it could potentially lead to more aggression against vessels in the Red Sea, as well as U.S. positions in the Middle East. This week's USDA report is expected to have relatively few changes, but U.S. grain exports could be reduced due to strong global competition. Argentina was hot and dry over the weekend, but both the American and European weather models are in agreement that Argentina will have good chances for rain later in the week. Despite trying to stimulate the economy, China's economy continues to lag. It's also cause for concern that China will have lower food demand and import less feed and protein. CFTC data showed that the fund short position in the soy complex continued to grow, adding to pressure on futures. If they begin to exit these positions, it could lead to a short covering rally, but so far they have little incentive to do so. Brazil's soybean production is estimated to be 157 million metric tons by the USDA and 155 by CONAB. However, private estimates continue to be lower than both estimates, ranging from 135 million metric tons to 150. This could mean that the USDA will lower their estimate on this week's WASDE report. We will have a check of the numbers next. In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we feature Iowa-centric programming with content focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes. In addition, the network airs a daily midday program featuring Iowa Ag news and discussions called Iowa Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February. At midday, March corn is down 1.5 at 4.41 1/4. March soybeans down 0.5 cent at 11.88 even. March soybean meal up $1.60 at 3.58.40. March soybean oil up 20 cents at 44.93. On the Merck, February live cattle up 5 cents at 180.60. March feeder cattle down $1.50 at 2.43.30. February lean hogs down 62 cents at 74.82. February pork cutout down 85 cents at 86.40. And Class 3 milk up 3 cents at 16.30. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.